welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we're here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so they can reach their potential. I do this by interviewing Rochester business movers and shakers. And today I have not one, but two great Rochester entrepreneurs, leaders, coaches, and really visionaries for the way, in their opinion and my opinion, the way business should be done. So today on the show, welcome to the show, I have Andrew and Tom Brady. How are you guys doing today?
Great, thanks.
Wonderful, glad to be here.
Yeah, and so just if those that don't know, Tom and Andrew, they are probably the best father and son team in town. I can say that now because Herb Escher moved out of town, so Doug won't be upset at me, right? For those of you who know the Dale Carnegie guys. But really excited to have you guys on the show today. Really appreciate what you're doing. And so wanted to talk today about, you know, everything that you've been doing for our community. And Tom, you started the company way back when. Was it in the late 80s? Is that true?
1996 was official. I started doing some consulting work with this stuff a couple years prior, but 1996 is when I left my real job.
Okay, what was that real job?
I was a senior vice president at Park Ridge Health System, Unity Health System, which is now part of the Rochester Regional Health System.
Okay, very, very good. All right. So I want to, you know, learn a little bit both about you as we dig back. So Tom, if you can, you know, you talked just a little bit about obviously your past. Tell us a little bit more about your bio and the journey that led up to you saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to start my own company and it's going to be about this.
Well, it really started, I guess it's always been in my heart because I've got an undergraduate in business and a graduate degree in psychiatric social work, family systems. So the combination of business and people psychology has always served me well. So with each job I got in the real world, so to speak, I would get into supervisory and leadership positions quite quickly, and you know, again, moved up the ladder at Park Ridge Health System. I was brought in when the hospital opened up out in Greece, and during that time, created Park Ridge Chemical Dependency. So that was actually a startup. It was me and the president's secretary, and so while it was a startup within a larger system, you still suffered through. You know, I always say when you do a startup every 18 months or so, everything goes to hell in a handbasket and you're wondering why. Well, right. I think I know why now, but I certainly didn't know that then. And then in the early 90s, I got a staff position to run the total quality management. That was the big buzzword in the early, actually a precursor to conscious capitalism. In my view, the Baldrige Award was very much a comprehensive look at business, where leadership was important, culture was important. But in that job, I tried to move the total organization more towards servant leadership, more towards the kind of leadership and leadership development that we do now was actually developed in those days. And as the saying goes, I lost too many battles. I'm not a very good corporate guy. And so I walked into my boss was doing my evaluation in 96 in February. He said, Tom, you've kind of lost some of your passion. You know, you're doing a good job, but you've kind of lost some of your passion. And I said, you know, Tim, I just don't want to work here anymore. He said, and God love him, he said to me, well, then how can I help? And so he.
Wow, great response.
He put together a, you know, I worked until October 1st of 96. I got a kind of a bridge contract to continue doing my leadership development within the health system so I could go out and find my own clients. And that's what I did. And I never looked back. And I've always had a meal to eat. And so I'm a happy guy.
That's fantastic. So, and then now, so you started this company, Accelerate, right?
Yep.
And it's not phonetically spelled accelerate. Literally, it's XLR8, correct?
That's right. That's right. The whole idea behind accelerate, I suppose, is if you're not getting to where you want to go fast enough, then what do? You hire somebody to help you. You know, when it's in business, it's often called a coach, whether it's related to a business process or leadership. So if you want to get there faster, you hire accelerate.
Well, you know, and I love the metaphor. Anytime I listen to Tony Robbins and, you know, many other leaders, you know, if you want to drive to California, what are you going to do? You're going to get in your car and just start going west? No. I mean, in the old days, you're going to get a map and then MapQuest. And now you're going to, you know, speak into your phone, you know, directions to San Francisco, and it will get you there, right? So you need a map, and you guys are the map. There's another analogy that I love too with flying to California. And, you know, if the plane is off, just, you know, the nose is off just millimeters in the wrong direction over time. If you're trying to make it to San Francisco, you might end up in San Diego, right? Just being a little tiny off. So once again, a coach, a navigator, somebody like you and Andrew can help you get to the point in your vision that you want to be at, but really helping you navigate the trip along the way to make sure that you end up in the spot that is right for your journey, and kind of reverse engineer the vision with some help. Correct?
Right. Right.
You got it.
Yep. So, and then so you started this company, and I want to bring in Andrew, your son here, who really is a Rochester mover and shaker. I'm in Rotary with him. I see him at Rochester Young Professional events. Even though I'm not a young professional anymore, I still go.
Always welcome.
Well, thank you. But now I'm brought on as you know, the sage old guy. I was brought in for a panel discussion. I was on the panel for some of the younger entrepreneurs, and I just was at one of your events downtown with a booth as one of the guys trying to talk about what I do to young entrepreneurs, and I'm loving that. So Andrew, you sent me a bio, and I want to read it quickly, and then we can dig into how you have kind of assimilated into the company with your father in working together, bringing it to the next level. How's that sound?
Great.
All right. So Andrew was just 7 years old when his father, Tom Brady, started the Accelerate Group, the Accelerate Team. Apologize. By the time he was eight, he had already taken his first leadership assessment, kicking off a lifetime passion for studying and practicing leadership. His undergraduate degree in applied economics and management from Cornell included a leadership and diversity certificate program. After 2 years in the management training at Wegmans, Andrew joined the Accelerate team. The signature offering at Accelerate is their 15-month evolutionary leadership coaching program, which also has been adapted and delivered as Wegmans Leadership University for over 300 senior leaders in the past 15 years. At the Accelerate team, he works with leaders to make their corporate culture a competitive advantage for the organization. Andrew is also co-founder of the Rochester chapter of Conscious Capitalism, part of an international movement for purposeful business with high-driven values and cultures. In 2015, he earned a master's in applied positive psychology at the University of Pennsylvania, focusing his studies on well-being, resilience, motivation, and engagement. His thesis explored how leaders can apply positive psychology towards the cultivation of thriving conscious businesses where all stakeholders thrive. He is currently expanding on his thesis for the forthcoming book for the evolution of business. Andrew serves as the co-chair of Rock City Coalition of 50 local young professional groups and is working to implement a vision. It's called a Vision 2025 plan to encourage young professionals to take a more active role in co-creating the future of Rochester. He serves on the boards of Rochester Chamber of Commerce, Junior Achievement, Next Gen Rochester, and is the president of Rochester Young Professionals. He was recently named as a 2017 honoree of the Rochester Business Journal 40 Under 40 Award. And Andrew, you didn't even mention that you're an active member of Rotary as well. So I imagine there's a lot of things that aren't even on here.
Yeah, next time I got to send you a shorter bio. Sorry about that.
No, it was, well, you know what? I think we just made your father really proud, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And Andrew, I forgot, we are on the board of Junior Achievement together as well. So that,
you got it.
I see you there. I see you at Rotary and just a lot of other things. So, so first of all, congratulations on all your accomplishments. And I didn't see your exact age. How old are you?
29.
29. My God, I'm telling you, when I was 29, I don't want to tell you what I was doing. Congratulations. That's all I'm going to say is congratulations.
Appreciate
it. Hey, you know what? On that note, with reading that bio, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Andrew and Tom Brady from Accelerate. Take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Join Gordon Deal weekdays from 5 to 9 for America's Morning News on 1310 WOKR.
Hey, folks. Dave Mamato here, host of Avanti Entrepreneur Radio. I'm here to welcome a new sponsor to my show. It's One Down Consulting. A friend of mine, Ron Willie, owns the company. And, you know, I look back at when I started in sales and I had a Rolodex and a phone. And we all have access today to the best sales and marketing technology. But most of us are not using it effectively. And let's face it, the companies that leverage technology will outmarket and outsell their competitors. If you need help with all of this technology to make sure you're maximizing your sales and marketing efforts with technology, then Ron Willie and One Down Consulting is your partner. They can really make sure that you are maximizing your sales and marketing technology strategy, your sales process, your marketing and sales alignment. They have implementation of tools for marketing automation, Salesforce automation, CRM, and so much more. I really encourage you to go to onedownconsulting.com to learn more, and or just reach out to me and I'll connect you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. That's 800-219-8332.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.
We are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano. I'm here with Tom Brady and Andrew Brady from Accelerate, who have really an incredible, I'll say, consulting company to help companies really instill the principles and the strategies of conscious capitalism. And so really, we're going to talk the next segment. We're really going to dig in deep to a little bit more about what they do and how they help companies. So Tom, just learned a little bit about your past and what inspired you to, jump off the cliff and build the plane on the way down, right? As you were building your company, having Andrew, you know, take an assessment test at age 7, great way to have him drinking the company Kool-Aid from a very early age, very, very smart succession planning from an early age. So I want to hear from you guys some specifics about your program, because let's face it, there are a lot of companies, a lot of individual consultants and coaches, and let's say most of them are doing great things, But many of them, you know, need, of course, to have a unique advantage, something that really separates them from the rest. And I know that conscious capitalism is an international movement. We were talking before the interview that years ago, I bought the book called Conscious Capitalism, written by John Mackey, founder of Whole Foods, who's a tremendous person and champion of conscious capitalism. You guys have the local chapter of the Conscious Capitalism, which is an international organization. Tell us more about, I guess we'll say two things. First of all, the broader stroke of conscious capitalism. What is it and how does it help companies? And then part two, guys, how does Accelerate your company take these principles and infuse them into the clients that you work with to help their companies maximize their potential?
Yeah. Right.
Let me start, Andrew, with just, we went to a conscious capitalism conference in 2012 in Boston. A colleague of mine from the Values Center, Richard Barrett, was speaking on measuring leadership and culture. And, I was actually picking up Andrew from his job at Wegmans in Northborough to bring him back home. He finally took me up on my offer that he couldn't refuse to join the practice and take it over. And that was really the constituency that we met there. I said to him, Andrew, this is the future. We've got to start a chapter. And we came back and we're actually number three in the world, which happens to be Andrew's favorite number. go ahead, Andrew, you can go through the principles of conscious capitalism.
Yeah, conscious capitalism is a movement really started in 2007. A gentleman named Raj Sisodia was actually trying to write a book about what some of these companies, you know, the great companies that you hear about, the Googles, the Southwest Airlines, Wegmans was one of the companies mentioned, Whole Foods, you know, what is it that sets these companies apart? And what he found, he found these four tenets of conscious capitalism that really were the most important kind of themes that they each had in common for their success. One of which was that they had a higher purpose beyond just making profits. You know, companies need profits to survive, but the purpose of the company should go beyond that. And that's really when there is that purpose, employees become more engaged, customers get engaged in the mission. But of course, then the company can't just have that fancy purpose and vision and values on a plaque on the wall. It's how do we actually live that purpose and bring that into our organization. And so that gets a little bit to some of the other tenets, which two of them are conscious leadership and conscious culture. So conscious leaders are servant leaders. They're empowering of their folks, and they really have to embody the purpose. They really have to live it and be authentic with the way that they do live it. The culture of the organization, the conscious culture then, has to have a way that they really prioritize the well-being of employees and the engagement of employees. And then finally, the fourth tenet is a stakeholder orientation. So these companies, rather than prioritizing the needs of their stockholders, they actually balance the needs of all stakeholders, whether that be the customers, the employees, the community, the environment. You know, their vendors and suppliers, they build longer term relationships rather than being adversarial. And what happens is when all four of these tenets exist within a company, this company really has a whole ecosystem around it of engaged employees, of loyal customers, of a community that wants it to succeed. And so what Raj found in his Firms of Endearment book was that not only are they doing great things for their employees and for their communities and for the world, but you know, they're more financially successful as well. In the original study, it was by 8 to 10 times over 10 years. And so these companies really do have a bottom line impact, even though they're not solely focused on the bottom line like some other companies are.
Andrew, I have chills because you are saying everything that I believe with every cell in my body. I mean, you know, and you know, it drives me crazy when someone will talk about this stuff and a CEO will kind of poo-poo it as something like nice to have. All that culture stuff, yeah, that's cute, right? The purpose stuff, yeah, that's we'll do that if we have time, you know. And you want to shake them and say, have you ever heard of Wegmans? Yeah, they're doing pretty well. I believe they're I don't know how many millions now, but let's say they're a $10 billion family business. And guess what? They exhibit all four of these qualities very well, right?
Very true.
And it just drives me crazy when people want to put this on the side and say it's something that it's nice to do. You know, Wegmans for years has said that, you know, you talk about the stakeholder number four. Wegmans has said for years that they put their employees first. And it was at the time they started saying it was kind of counterculture because everybody was saying the customer is right. The customer comes first.
That's right.
But they know if the employee, the member of the team, they really call them, treats the customer well, that is going to just ripple. That's going to ripple to everybody. It's going to ripple to the vendors. It's going to ripple to the customers, the culture, everybody. And, you know, listen, when I go to buy cheese at Wegmans and you know, the woman behind the counter has been to Italy and France and can talk with passion about the cave cheese that's on special today. And, and $50 later, I'm buying cheese that I didn't even know existed, right?
That's right.
I enjoyed the experience and everybody wins. Everybody wins, right? And so just to recap, Andrew, purpose, higher purpose than profits. Profits, of course, we need the profits. Otherwise, there's no enterprise. But is there a higher purpose than profits? You talked about leadership, servant leadership, obviously being very focused on the culture and the stakeholders. So those really are the four tenets. So your philosophy with Accelerate is to help these companies really kind of integrate these four tenets into their business and make them part of the DNA. Am I right to assume that?
Yeah. You know, it's funny when you mentioned that it's something that you truly believe of a way to do a business. As Tom mentioned, that first conference of conscious capitalism that we went to, it was the third annual, and it was really, we felt the same way. I tried to coin the term while we were there of the unconscious conscious capitalist, you know, all those people who, even though they may not use the same lingo of conscious capitalism, they always believed in doing business in this way. And so what we found as we left was how do we harness this energy to really create a way to talk about doing business in this way? Because as you mentioned, actually the leaders you talk to are much more honest than the ones I talk to, I guess, because the ones I talk to, they'll still say, oh, well, our people are our most important asset, or they'll pay lip service anyways to the importance of culture. But then when the rubber meets the road, you know, they're not investing as if their people are their most important asset. And so that's really a big piece of what we do at Accelerate. You know, we, for the last 17 years, have been running Wegmans Leadership University for their senior leadership folks, and then for several hundred other senior leaders at other companies. And it's really a matter of, again, how do you take that those aspirations that you have on your wall or on the page of your website that's your purpose and that's your values, and how do you actually create that in the organization? Because the only downside, I'll say, of a book like Firms of Endearment or Conscious Capitalism is it's a great case study, but oftentimes people finish reading it and they're like, okay, I'm nowhere near this. How do I get started? How do I start to evolve in this direction? And that's really where we can start to come in and accelerate and help to really evolve the company and evolve the culture towards a more conscious way of doing business.
I'm talking to Tom Brady and Andrew Brady from the Accelerate team, and they own a company here in Rochester that helps other companies, you know, create systems that really embed the conscious capitalism movement into these companies, focusing on everything from purpose, higher purpose than profits, leadership, culture and stakeholders, meaning everybody in the game. And I couldn't, you know, agree with you guys more. I mean, I've owned my business now for 22 years. I'll say I've been an entrepreneur for 22 years, different businesses. And some of my heroes, you know, have been Jack Stack, The Great Game of Business, where, you know, that's all about stakeholders, right? Ari Weinzweig from Zingerman's. I don't know if you guys know him, but he's on the cover of my first issue of my new magazine. And he's probably, Andrew, one of those unconscious capitalists who are conscious capitalists, I should say, really has created a community of, you know, 15 related businesses in the Ann Arbor area, all with these principles, and he just did it naturally. So do you guys find that, that this stuff comes natural to most people, or do you have to teach these people a lot once they get their companies going, or is it kind of a good combination?
Now, that's very interesting. I think part of the issue is that we're brought up and we go to business school, and some of our mentors are kind of from the old school of business. And one of the things we try to stress in our building organizational capability is it takes sound business practices and the tenets of conscious capitalism. And our job is to really blend that into one. And the only way to do that is through leadership. And so we always start with leadership, because the culture of a company is really the reflection of the leader. Andrew mentioned before about, is it purposeful? Does the CEO embody that purpose and the values of the company? So we begin with leaders. And we also have a very unique approach in our leadership development from the standpoint of several years ago, I mentioned before Richard Barrett and the Value Center. Many of us contributed to his book called The New Leadership Paradigm. And it begins with leading self, then leading others, then leading in the organization, and then leading in the community or the world. So we have developed what we call the inner compass. That's always the part that when people write in the evaluations of our, you know, we start with a leadership week, a kickoff week down in Bristol Harbor. That's always the part that impacts them the most. And in a nutshell, that inner compass is your purpose. You can't have a business with a purpose without a person with a purpose. So it begins with that inner compass dialogue around what is your unique ability? What are you passionate about? What is your mission? And then what are the values that you try to hold dear in your everyday life as well as your business life? And then we go into more traditional, 360 assessments around leadership practices, leadership character. And then if we get a little further down the bunny trail with them, then we'll actually do a cultural values assessment with their company. And so it always starts with you. And Andrew is actually almost done with a online course for that inner compass, because my dream is to have everybody in a company know their purpose and how it connects to the purpose of the company. Can you imagine the energy that is created by everyone understanding and answering those four questions around unique ability, passion, mission, and values, and saying, this is where I want to be, this is my avenue towards fulfillment?
Well, that seems like that would be an amazing explosion of just, the next Wegmans, right? Or the next paychecks. I mean, there's so many good things going on with what you're talking about. And I love what you're saying is that, yeah, it starts with the leader, right? Yep. So I'm Italian, and there's a Sicilian phrase that says, the fish rots from the head down, right?
You got it.
But conversely, if the head is healthy, then, so is the rest of the fish. So, but if the leader is just a miserable curmudgeon, then guess how people are going to show up to work and treat each other and treat customers and treat vendors. Right. You know, it's going to be a very bad experience for everybody. Whereas if the leader shows up and not saying that the company has to be doing phenomenally well, it could be not doing well, but at least they want to follow a leader who says, all right, I'm going to be transparent. Here's the way things are. I need your help. You're all clear on your roles. Let's do this together. Charge, right? And that's a leader that you want to follow into war, good, bad, or ugly. And some people say, well, a company's not doing well right now, so we can't afford to do this stuff. You know what? This is the time that you need to afford to do this stuff, right?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of, you know, it's never easy to practice conscious capitalism, but when times are good and when, you know, you're making lots of money, it's certainly a lot easier to have a more conscious culture and to invest in some of those things. And there will be difficult times. Even though there is a higher purpose beyond profits, as we talked about, you know, you got to keep the lights on if you want to keep the organization running. And so there's great stories throughout a lot of the conscious capitalism books of when those companies did have certain struggles. And just as you're mentioning, you know, if the leader can be up front, you know, doesn't try to hide anything, talks about the challenges that they're having, and oftentimes the way that they respond makes them rally together and often get through the tough time. But not only that they then grow even faster once the economy turns around or whatever their challenge is starts to ease up a little bit. So that's really in those tough times where you can prove truly how conscious you are. You know, is your very first just knee-jerk reaction, oh, well, let's just cut headcount. That's the easiest way to cut costs and we'll be fine. Then if you're saying our people are our most important asset, but they're also the first thing you're willing to cut without trying to get creative in other ways, then that the message of your actions is going to speak a lot louder than your words.
Andrew, on that great note, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm here with Tom Brady and Andrew Brady from the Accelerate team. We'll be right back.
Fox News' Tim Shalhoub takes on the news stories of the day with comedic insight. Weekdays from 3 to 6 on WOKR.
Man, I had a rough night's sleep. Ugh, boy. Whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. Again, 800-989-1694.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now.
800-419-2201. 800-419-2201. 800-419-2201. That's 800-419-2201.
This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details. Not available in all states.
Finally, a radio station for conversation. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. If you haven't been listening, I'm here with two really great movers and shakers here in lovely Rochester, New York, Tom Brady and Andrew Brady, the father-son dynamic duo making a huge impact in Rochester with their company called the Accelerate Team. And that's the way they spell that is X-L-R and then the number 8, Accelerate Team, which I love, very creative. And they are embodying the principles and the strategies of conscious capitalism to infuse excellence into companies Rochester and beyond. We're talking about the four tenets of conscious capitalism, which number one is having a purpose higher than profits. Also really focusing on leadership and a little emphasis or maybe a lot of emphasis on the servant leadership aspect of leadership. Company culture, really, you know, creating instigative strategies to make sure that the company culture is not something that is just posted to the wall as you walk in as core values in a strategic plan that nobody ever looks at, but they're actually the DNA of the company. And then last but not least, the stakeholder, that everybody's a stakeholder, not just the executive team, that the employees and the vendors and the customers, everyone has a stake in the success of the company, and that's made very prevalent. So I'm loving the conscious capitalism movement. I read the book years ago by John Mackey, who is the co-CEO and founder of Whole Foods. And obviously he did something right. and other companies like locally Wegmans here, who they actually, they're, even though they compete against each other, they also have mutual respect for each other because of the way they're both doing business. They're both actually conscious capitalism type of companies. So Tom and Andrew, want to talk to you a little bit about your work here locally. We talked about the fact that you're working with companies locally and I imagine beyond Rochester, to help them grow to their potential by infusing these principles. And you guys have an annual event every year that is kind of a conscious capitalism local powwow, I'll say?
Yeah, you got it. So we actually, for the first several years of our chapter, we would bring in a speaker. We had Raj Sisodia, who wrote the original book. We had a gentleman named Richard Sheridan, who wrote a book called Joy Inc. about his software company, how he started it to create joy in the company after he had spent a career in other companies and had the joy sucked out of software for him. and so we brought in some authors and speakers. And then last year we actually had we expanded it from just a speaker or kind of keynote over breakfast into a half-day conference, and we're actually kind of starting to ramp up for a spring, likely late May conference for 2018, where we'll actually be expanding likely into a full-day conference. We've had a lot of energy around not only some of the thought leaders, but also some of the local examples of conscious capitalism, because that's really why we started the chapter was. Yeah, we saw that Wegmans got mentioned in this Firms of Endearment book and got some national recognition, but we also recognized that at the chapter level, you know, at the local level, we wanted to be able to showcase all the great stories and all the conscious capitalists in Rochester that aren't necessarily going to ever get that national recognition, but still use the chapter as a way to bring these people together so that they can learn from each other. They can build a community that supports and encourages each other. They can share best practices. We even created a CEO group, a round table of conscious leaders for them to really have a peer group to talk with. Because, you know, when you are in this traditional business world, sometimes you might feel like you're on an island if you're trying to practice a more conscious way of doing business. And so we want to bring these people together so that they can learn from each other, help each other grow, and hopefully help inspire other people to evolve in a more conscious direction.
So just to add to that, actually this afternoon we're having one of our first meetings around this vision for the conference in May that we're calling Inclusive Prosperity. We're hoping to co-sponsor it with the Venture Jobs Foundation, which is dedicated to creating opportunities within the city limits of Rochester for entrepreneurs and providing services in neighborhoods that don't have particular services. And so we're really excited. We're going to have Raj Sisodia come back. So he agreed that he'd love to come back, because this is actually our fifth anniversary conference. It'll be Venture Job Foundation's third annual Prosperity Conference. And we're also looking to bring in actually a Rochester native named Mike Brady from Grayston Bakery down in New York City that has a open hiring institute that one of our member companies, Clean Craft and Ty Hookway in particular, is an affiliate member of, and we're hoping to be a catalyst to have the first satellite of the Open Hiring Institute up here in Rochester. So we'll celebrate some of the conscious companies, and we'll also try to focus on what I think we're all concerned about, is how do we address the poverty issue, the inequality issue, it should be a great day.
Excellent. Well, Venture Jobs Creation. So that's Denny DeLeo.
Correct.
And he was on my show about a week and a half ago, and he talks extensively about what he's doing with Venture Jobs Creation. If you guys want to, if any listeners want to hear that interview, if you go to the WOKR 1310 website, the interview is recorded there. Scroll to the bottom. Incredible Great. Things he's doing in the city, helping basically being a venture capitalist for urban entrepreneurs who probably would not have any other chances of getting money to start their business, and also the education and mentorship. So it's a great program. And then Mike Brady. So I assume, is it a relation to you? Is there a little distant cousin?
All these we're going to call ourselves cousins.
Yeah, there you go. high tides raise the ships, right? So, I think he came in a couple of years ago with Todd Butler with the Ad Council at the time, yep. Right?
And he did.
I was there and doing some great things about giving really people down on their luck, the underserved, people just out of prison, a chance to work and get the self-esteem and confidence necessary to be a productive member of society. So it makes a lot of sense for you guys to be involved in that too. So good for you. That's great. So you're looking at doing another event in May, and so people can come to that. How do they learn more about that event if they want to sign up?
So if you go to consciouscapitalismrock.org, you can sign up for our newsletter. We'll get a newsletter out about every month. And in addition to, you know, these annual conferences, we usually meet on third Tuesdays of the month. It's a monthly meeting. Sometimes the exact date and time shift, but again, you can get on the newsletter to stay in touch. And we'll tour local businesses. You know, we were just a few weeks ago, we were at the Special Touch Bakery, where, you know, they employ people of all abilities to be bakers of pies. This is their busy time right now with holiday pies. And so there's some social entrepreneurship type initiatives in Rochester that we've toured and learned more about. There's other just conscious businesses, B Corps like Butler Till that we've learned about. They're really incredible, high energy culture that they've created. And so by helping to share these stories, you know, there's monthly opportunities to get involved and to meet up with conscious capitalists in addition to this larger annual event. And actually just coming up in a couple of weeks, we'll have our annual holiday get together. And so folks, again, can go on our website, or if you search Conscious Capitalism Rock on Facebook, you can find all our events on there as well. And they can find other opportunities just to meet and network. So they certainly don't have to wait till May, although that'll be a big splash if they'd like to get involved then.
All right, I'm sold. You guys have been on my radar for, I'll say, a good 2 or 3 years. Tommy, you reached out to me, I think, on LinkedIn years ago. And
yep.
Of course, I was a busy, you know, manic entrepreneur, had 1,000 things going on. I said, this sounds cool, I'll get to it. But I'm going to go to that website, I'm going to put my name in, and I'm going to start coming to your events, whether you like it or not.
Oh, I think you could have a huge impact, David. And we'd love to have you.
Well, what I'd like to do too is, you know, I'm always looking for guests for the radio show.
And that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you guys have some great companies that I could interview. Yeah. And you know, I'm gonna throw this idea out there, but you know, I've written 2 books. I'm looking to write, you know, many more. And wouldn't it be an interesting idea, and you guys probably already have this, to write a book about local businesses that are living the conscious capitalism tenets, you know, and written by the Brady family, you know? So well, I think there's something there.
Funny you should mention it, because Andrew's For the Evolution of Business, and the word evolution, we have the EVOL in capital letters. Mm-hmm. And that is actually love backwards.
Oh.
So we are the love Bradys. You know, it's really love versus fear. How do you create that sense of caring within companies? And so Andrew is really blending the conscious capitalism movement with positive psychology, which is really an emerging field on the business side. And then our work within the Value Center, and that book will, he's almost done with it, and that will be coming out. And then we're working together on kind of the sequel to that, which we are calling tentatively Calling All Joy Creators. And really what you want in your business is to create joy for everyone. And so that's where we're really celebrating local companies. We'll be celebrating, Grayston Bakeries and some other out of town companies related to leadership and values. But it really goes along with our theme of, we got involved in a conscious capitalism chapter because we want our community to keep people living here. Not just because we have Jiva Theater and lots of great things, but because they have a great job that gives them a sense of fulfillment, and they wouldn't want to go anywhere else.
Love it. Well, Rochester is going through an incredible renaissance right now, in my opinion. You go downtown and just so many incredible things going on. High Tech Rochester, just that whole area is exploding, and it's very exciting to see. And if you guys can help all the businesses in Rochester, even the government of Rochester, to live by the tenets of conscious capitalism, I think we could really take this renaissance to an incredible level that really makes Rochester a huge star on the map of the United States. So love what you're doing. We got about a minute left. Is there anything else you guys would like to tell our audience before we have to go?
I'll let Andrew have the last word.
Oh, what a nice father. You're a good guy.
You know, I think that the biggest piece is just to really pay attention to when you put those values out there, whether personally or as a company, or what are the behaviors that are actually going to bring those to life. You know, it's easy to put the integrity or the teamwork of those things on the wall, but think about what you can start to do to evolve in that direction. And then, you know, as Tom mentioned, shameless plug, I'm finishing by the end of the calendar year that book, and that's really going to be hopefully a roadmap for folks to start to evolve themselves and their businesses in a more conscious direction. So we'd love to work with you, David, to continue to share these great stories of Rochester conscious businesses, and appreciate your energy in Rochester to help grow companies in that direction.
Absolutely. I am going to your website right after this, conscious capitalism roc, right, .org. I'm going to sign up to keep in the loop of everything you have going on. Appreciate you guys being here in Rochester. Thanks for being a leader in this movement and bringing it to Rochester. Makes our city even more special than it already is. Great people like you enhancing many, many parts of the culture of Rochester. So thank you guys. Really appreciate you being on the show today. Tom Brady, Andrew Brady, the guys, the father-son dynamic duo running the Accelerate team. Learn more about them. Just Google. Google Accelerate XLR8 team, and you'll go to their website and learn more. And once again, go to their other website, consciouscapitalismroc.org, to learn more about what they're doing with the Conscious Capitalism chapter here in Rochester. We got to go. Thanks again, guys. It's been a pleasure and honor having you on the show, and we'll look forward to having you on the show again in the future. And also want to thank everybody for listening to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. All the listeners, really appreciate you. This doesn't happen without you guys. And last but not least, if you or somebody you know would like to be considered to be a guest on my show, please throw me an email at david@davidmamano.com. And Mamano is spelled M-A-M-M-A-N-O. And make sure to check us out on the web at davidmamano.com and avantientrepreneurgroup.com. Make it a great day and stay awesome.
Canandaigua's newest radio station, 1310 WOKR.